Exclusive: Representative Byron Donald slams media for choosing to ignore smoking guns on the Biden family. By Christina Wong on June 6, 2023. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, said Tuesday in an exclusive interview with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily that an FBI document that has been reviewed by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, KY, leaves no doubt that President Joe Biden was involved in a bribery scheme, but that the media will ignore it. "I talked with the chairman yesterday, Chairman Comer. He relayed exactly what was in the document. And from their view, there's no doubt about it that Joe Biden was involved in his bribery scheme, and that he knows full well what his brother and his son have been doing. I think that's very easy for us to be able to present and to document," Donalds told host Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. "But the issue we're going to have, and I just want to be very clear on this, is the Democrats are going to dissemble. The media is going to ignore, and I think that where conservatives and Republicans get upset, and rightfully so, is, in my view, we already have smoking guns on this family. But we have large parts of our media that just ignore it," Donald said. "We're providing the information, but you know, it's similar to like the tree falling in the forest. If the media chooses to ignore it, does it really make a sound? And that's what's happening right now. They're just choosing to ignore it," he said. If the Democrats had this level of information on Donald Trump or Mitt Romney, or George W. Bush, or Ron DeSantis, or whoever, they will be wall-to-wall coverage with this stuff. It would be non-stop, because the desired impact is politics, and to undermine Republican politics. And this is what their game plan is going to be. They're going to try to ignore this as much as we can. We've really provided a lot of information already demonstrating how much scandal is surrounding this president," he added. Donalds also discussed his endorsement of Donald Trump for the 2024 presidential election. "The next president is going to have to hit the ground running day one to unwind all of this foolishness that Joe Biden has done to the country," he said. "No disrespect to any of the other people running, but Donald Trump has done this job. He did the job for 4 years. And now we know after looking at the Durham report, and especially with what was happening during the Mueller investigation and the impeachments, is that this president, Donald Trump, was under heavy assault from the administrative state and from the media and from the outside groups. In a way, no president has been under assault," he said. "And people in our party will say, oh, well, you know, we don't know if he can win in November. He's turned off a lot of people. And I argued to them, if any American was under the assault that Donald Trump was, you would have turned off people too in an election. Because the level of corruption with these investigations, and I use the word corruption, was as unfathomable. And the fact that he was still able to be a successful president, despite all the obstacles, is really a testament to his ability to lead and get things done. So I support him. I'm gonna support him for re-election, and I think we have a great chance at winning," he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.